Philip Stumpf B. Let me leisure and care. Today's date is 09/08/2022. Dictation is for Frank Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. Date of birth, correction, Frank spells F-R-A-N-K. Date of birth is 04/27/1952. 70-year-old gentleman, here for results period. Patient has long history of neck pain, with radiculopathy. He recently had an MRI and here to review those results period. He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says he hasn't. He continues to have pain in his upper extremities and his neck, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 124/7. Pulse 85, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion with moderate discomfort. No deformity, no step off, no crepitus with range of motion, period. Next paragraph. Upper extremities, no muscle wasting. He does report some loss of sensation and numbness in the upper and lower portion of his, in his arm and forearm, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cervical spine stenosis. Assessment number two is cervical spine radiculopathy, period. Assessment number three, multi-level DJD and spinal stenosis, cervical spine. Assessment number four is multi-level HNP and cervical spine. MRI was reviewed with patient and these findings were discussed with him and the need for a consultation with a specialist. He agreed with my plan to see a specialist. A neuro consult was completed today. The patient was advised to call that service for a follow-up. He declined medication for pain. He says he has at home. Was strongly encouraged to return if he gets worse or to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.